You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley producing on the phone now. We're joined by Senator Debbie Stabenow. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm doing fine. I'm a little snowed in today, but hey, it looks pretty out there as long as you're not driving too much in it.
That's exactly right. You are in Michigan for a speaking engagement or a couple of events, I imagine, today.
Well, I am actually, Lansing's home to me, so I've been, and I come home every weekend. I'm someplace in Michigan, but I've been home all weekend, so got deluged yesterday like everybody else with the snow. And then today I've been out doing some things, meeting with small business people, and did a press conference this afternoon with Chris Holman and some small business folks talking about a change that I was able to get passed in the Senate that stops a mountain of paperwork that small businesses were going to have to fill out with some new changes in what's called 1099 forms, that the IRS was ready to move ahead to have small businesses have to fill out a form every time they spent more than $600 on goods of any kind, and it was going to increase the cost of the paperwork about 2,000% for small businesses. So I was able to get that repealed in the Senate last week, and big bipartisan vote. It's now gone to the Senate, and we hope to get it completely done and repealed just in a matter of a few weeks. So good news for small business.
Well, and definitely anytime you're mired down in paperwork rather than being able to move the business forward and hopefully hire more folks, it's a good thing when we can move ahead in another direction.
Absolutely. We're just beginning to really feel like we're turning a corner. When I was talking to folks today, they said orders are up a bit. They're feeling like things are beginning to turn, and we want them focused on growing their business and hiring people, not on having to fill out more IRS paperwork. So this is a good thing, and it really came from discussions that I had in Lansing with small business owners in the last number of months, expressing concern about this new change that's supposed to take effect the beginning of next year. And when I really looked at it, I agreed with them, and we went to work, and we got it fixed.
Very. And when you're in town like this and talking with small businesses in particular, because that's the subject today, what are you hearing? And obviously you took some direction the last time you had heard about this and moved forward and got it done. What are some of the things you were hearing today about needs of small businesses in Michigan?
Well, Cheryl, one thing that I heard, and I mentioned a minute ago, but let me just stress, is that there's some good news coming. And, we've had such bad news for so long and been hit so hard for so long in Michigan. It's good to have a little bit of good news. Talking to some folks who said that, last year was their best year in a long time, and there's some orders are up, people beginning to invest to spend a little bit more money in their home or on services and so on. So we're hearing that. The overriding issue that I've heard about now for the last couple of years has been the lack of the ability to get a loan, to have capital available, to be able to get a line of credit renewed or to be able to expand or just keep things going. And we passed a small business jobs bill last fall to increase what the Small Business Administration can do, and created a new way to partner with community banks to make more lending available. And we're beginning to see that take some effect as well, and be able to help businesses who are at a point where they could expand a little bit and haven't been able to do it in the last couple of years because they couldn't find a bank that was willing to give them a loan.
Well, and that's all good news. If they're looking to expand, that means things are getting better.
Yes. And, I think they are, but I don't want to overemphasize it because obviously we've still got a lot of folks that, are in a tough position, and a lot of people, certainly middle-class families all across Michigan, all across Lansing, that have been hit very, very hard and are still kind of digging their way out of it. But I do think that with some of the things we're hearing from small business, and you know, some of those small businesses are suppliers with the auto industry. That's most of our jobs in the auto industry really is from small and medium sized suppliers. And so when we see the automakers making a profit now and not, you know, second shifts, and we're now hearing some third shifts being hired back, that means as that's helping small businesses, and it's helping people be able to take care of their families and buy what they need to buy and be able to keep the economy going. So I think we are turning a corner, and frankly, I think the big news is that we didn't give up. I mean, we didn't give up on the auto industry. We didn't give up on Michigan, our economy. People, we do what we always do. We put our head down, we work harder, and we just keep going, and we don't give up. And I think it's starting to pay off.
It's been a few days since Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal came out. Had a little bit of time to digest it. What are your overall thoughts and the direction we need to go from here?
Well, I think, Cheryl, both at the state level and federal level, there's no question we've got to tighten our belts, live within our means. You know, this is a time now when I think it is important to ask for shared sacrifice to be able to pay our bills, pay off our debt. My biggest concern, though, both with the state and what came out of the U.S. House last week, is that we not be asking middle-class families one more time to take one more sacrifice. You know, I feel like for working families, middle-class families, you know, they gave it the office. They've done their part, and that we ought to make sure this really is about shared sacrifice, that those who've not been hit hard by the economy are chipping in as well, and that we're not just hitting middle-class families. You know, I think about federally how last December, as part of a tax agreement, there was another very large and a tax cut given to folks earning more than $1 million a year that will put about $100,000 or more in their pocket in a tax cut this year. I don't think it's unfair to say, you know what, if we're in trouble digging ourselves out of debt, we ought to ask for a contribution from folks, you know, to the cause here, and that everybody ought to be chipping in order to solve our budget problems. And I don't hear that. I hear more about what working families, middle-class families need to be sacrificing. But I think we have to look more broadly, you know, nationally, whether it's people who on Wall Street or, millionaires who've not been hit by the economy, or whether it's oil and gas companies, the most profitable industry in the world, who get huge government subsidies, you know, asking them to give a piece of that back to pay off the deficit. I think we have to be looking at, you know, broad sacrifice from everybody, not just small business, not just middle-class families. And so that's what I'm really pushing.
So everything on the table and everyone in every program.
We keep hearing that we are in huge deficit, which we are, and folks say, hey, we're broke. Well, then everybody ought to get in. That's the America that I grew up in, you know.
Everybody
ought to be doing their part.
There you go. I appreciate it. Are you heading back to Washington tomorrow or in town for a couple of days?
I'm in town for a couple of days, yeah.
Well, very good. Well, good luck getting around town. They're working hard to get the streets clean for all of us. Senator, I so appreciate your time with us this evening.
Great, thanks.
Thank you so much. Senator Debbie Stabenow in time from Washington, D.C. to her home here in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Happy and I'm smiling.